I think we should break up.
I blinked, unsure whether or not I'd heard those words correctly. Honestly, I knew they were coming, though. He'd been very withdrawn over the last couple of weeks, and now that he was set to go to boot camp tomorrow, and then get stationed somewhere after that, most likely out of the country, I knew that he was trying to think of me, trying to be the good guy or whatever. Instead, it only pissed me off. Lewis, I started, but he shook his head. You have another year of high school left, honey. I want you to experience things that I can't give you anymore, he murmured. He hadn't given me anything at all, at least not in that department. We hadn't gotten that far. Honestly, we'd only been seriously dating for 6 months now. And during those 6 months, he'd been completing his senior year, heading toward graduation. I'd been spending the majority of my time homeschooled because I was just too fucking sick to go to school. Luckily, that was no longer a concern. 2 weeks ago, it was decided that monthly, I would need blood transfusions to help with my anemia. There was just something wrong with me, sadly. Once a month, my periods would get so heavy and out of control that I'd get to the point where I was needing a blood transfusion to stay healthy. I'd tried many different medicines, including birth control pills to regulate my hormones and red blood cell stimulants to try to get my red blood cell count up where it needs to be. My anemia persisted, and now I was left with only one option, monthly transfusions. Pretty much, you want me to move on, and you want to move on. And you want to maybe meet back up again one day, I guessed.
He shook his head. No.
So, if I was understanding it correctly, he wanted to move on, and he didn't want me to hold out hope that he'd ever come back. Though, again, that wasn't very surprising. I'd made it no secret that I didn't want to leave Kilgore. And that was all Lewis ever wanted. He wanted to get out of this place, experience the world and travel, hence his joining of the army. But me? All I ever wanted to do was to graduate, go to school to be a nurse, and live life. Here. I didn't have any innate desire to go to the other side of the world and experience things there. I had it all in Kilgore. My mom and dad were here. My friends were here. There was a college right around the corner that would afford me to get my nursing degree. And once upon a time, I had Lewis. I gathered up the remnants of my lunch, threw it all into the trash can, then turned back to him. Have a good life, Lewis Spurlock.
But what about the transfusion? He asked.
Keep your blood. I don't want it.